got him now. So anyway, I mean, it could be a happy day for the Norway 2000 XP campaign droid. But I can't imagine what else it's a happy day for. But anyway, we're going to talk to Attorney General Blum about that. And that's one of the questions we'll be asking, by the way, is, right, will you be endorsing the Norway 2000 XP? We have other stuff to talk about.
You know what he's going to say to that.
I think that's something about
why bother?
I certainly want to endorse somebody at some point.
And then later on the show, well, we had the guy who's running for constable. Been keeping with that sort of ongoing quest for the, you know, the right. Well, I love Dulcie Davis. I love Dulcie Davis. She's running against the Johnson from the Green Party. Oh, this is Dr. Neil. 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 This is Dr. Jerry,
you can't talk to the entire commercial door.
I could do it. But over 25 years with Dr. Jerry, Dr. Jerry Rosenfeld, who's been in the Gator Cigars, he's high-touching, soft-touching, got all the equipment that can make this process, you know, as pleasantly. There's stuff that's been invented since the last time you went to the dentist. It makes the whole thing a lot easier. Now that a dentist has these things, though, some dentists are losers who are still using old equipment. But Dr. Jerry is not. He's got to get the new dental water laser. No drill, no noise, no needle, no things. There's things about the drilling. He's got all kinds of other stuff that makes the process a lot easier. And a lot more comfortable for you and nicer and gentler. And his whole office is all feng shui and all kinds of stuff to make you feel comfortable when you're there. So go see him. Call for an appointment, 674-0707. Evening hours available. Convenient location on Route 44 in Avon. Look for the phone with the silver toothbrush, Dr. Jerry, the dentist, to get us a call. 674-0707.
They
played the Durham Tour. So yeah. It's like, anywhere you go.
Carl, you know what you call a band, Negative Land?
No, I don't know about Negative Land. But I said if I know about it, I know that I have iTunes, and it's open to almost anything. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be bankrupt by December, but I'll be happy to check out Negative Land. What else do you want?
There should be a band called Negative Land. They used to recommend the people with, and they call it drop lifting.
Yeah.
The
Island
shall return.
Here's the thing about section of the New York Times. We always knew that one day Lola Andrews would become his bride. However, Walter Ryle never imagined he would need to wait until he was 93. But once in near 70 years in the grand scheme of things, he was introduced by mutual friends in 1934. But in 1942, he joined the Army. And so Ms. Andrews was heartbroken when he shipped out. I just thought, well, I don't know if he's coming back. There were a lot of doubts. And he didn't write too often. He married and moved to Queens. When Ms. Andrews' husband died last August, Mr. Viles, who retired from the printing business in 1985, was finally free to make his move. He proposed, she accepted, they registered for linens and dishes at Bloomingdale's. If she registered for bedpans and stuff, you'd think, I mean, you know, 93, wow, dude, it's by you, very simply, WTIC.com.
Well, we have a couple of hundred currents, like some, and you know, just a hundred currents.
No?
It's enough.
Yeah.
Accessible, available, you know, me, I just
Well, have a little bit of vengefulness, your heart, for God's sake. He crossed you, and I went on the air and defamed you.
I know, and I would have talked to you this morning instead of him.
Oh, if I happen to be on in the morning, which I'm not.
I've got a proposal. You know, you move to his spot, I'll move to your spot. You know.
Don't patronize me, all right? I should go in here. The lady is in general.
Bye. Take care.
You know, because Roy trashed him.
Yeah, but he came back and defended himself. He didn't want you to do it for him.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big boy,
but, all right, well, anyway.
Yeah, he's a good thing, kids. I mean, that's good. That was a good idea.
Well, really, these kids are going to be, you know, he's going to move out and, you know, get away on the West Coast or something. He won't know he's just there. I need more time to tell him about children. That's why I couldn't call him and say, we don't live here anymore. Well, the youngest kid just passed the bar, all right? You may need to spend time throwing frisbees with him.
I believe his youngest kid is a girl.
Yeah, with them, or whoever. Anyway, the Washington Post and the New York Times are both talking about Texas released a lot of Harriet and Louise.
I believe his youngest kid is a girl.
Yeah, with them, or whoever. Anyway, the Washington Post and the New York Times are both talking about Texas released a lot of Harriet Myers related documents. Most of them during her time as the chair of the prestigious lottery commission down there. Well, it's another way to talk to her pointed out. You know, I mean, you got to read those ping pong balls pretty carefully, you know. You look at a six and it's a nine, and, you know.
With some of those written on scratch tickets, the old.
Yeah. So, yeah, they say anyway, it's in scratch tickets. They don't show a lot of light on her constitutional thesis, but there are a number of correspondences that go like this, like on birthday cards and stuff. She wrote in a birthday card to her boss.
You are the best governor ever, deserving of great respect.
Well, who's governor then?
Pretty boy. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Deserving a bunch of respect?
Yeah.
You are an idiot, boy.
What a fuck-up she is.
Oh, this is a bulletin. I think that may be going a little far.
I appreciate your friendship and candor. Never hold back your sage advice.
Oh, fight me. You really stabbed me with a spoon.
You are the best governor ever.
Belonging to Lance Armstrong and Charles Cross, who had heart surgery and is now on blood thinner. A very good argument for keeping the drugs very carefully labeled in the house. It's time for a dialogue with our friend Sports Chief Kevin Robert. Your friend Kevin is joining us on the receiver. Come with us.
What's happening, guys? Are you happy?
I didn't like that little person talking to me. You made me one. I normally like the little golden guy runs around. I don't like any of it. I like the clicking noise and, you know, pops up. So I started trying to see if I could change it all. And so I found this control on here that said black voices. So I thought if I click on that setting and go, yo, you got some mail. Hold up, you got mail. It's the black voices, so I thought I would have black voices on the ER. You know, they say, goodbye. But you think I know, it's just the opening screen that I got, you know, instead of having stuff about John Hader or something, there's stuff about Usher. And I get more coverage now on AOL of them poor guys that are stupid punk-ass cops and Mormons are beating up. And that's it. But I thought I was going to have this black computer all of a sudden. Which I was really looking forward to. I mean, I've kept it up there, but it's not anything like what I wanted it to be. You got mail. They should do that. They should make that available. Because as a black man, I don't really appreciate having this white man
Kung Fu Zhang.
You got mail.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to hear her brother. Yeah. I want to hear her brother talking to me on my computer. Black voices, it says.
We have tickets for you, boy.
You late to voices, it says.
We have tickets for you, boy.
You late to voices. This is hockey, right?
Yeah. Couple of tickets to see the Hartford Wolfpack play either this Friday or Saturday at the Hartford Civic Center. I think I'm going to go Saturday.
Right.
I think. Might be my first
time. I think I'll probably go Friday.
First time I've been here since the last playoff game that I
went to. Here's the time, though, we're doing
it.
Oh, okay. Is there anything? Were you going to fight me?
I didn't get into a fight.
Were you doing a muck in the stands?
I didn't get into a fight. Yeah. I should have, but I didn't.
And Bobby had some kind of problem. He was
wrestling.
That
was immature foolishness.
Yeah.
But he was engaged. And I was totally on the up, and I'm very adult about handling the whole thing. Fortunately, I was.
I remember he really didn't get any bolios and melees when I'm out. I don't know, anybody falls asleep on people or something. Or runs over them with his bicycle. But I mean, you know, if you need busting up on people in the stands at some slug event.
I moved in with the largest security organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Maybe that's why their clients are so passionate about them. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting. Here's Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the radio on the Osgood Slot.
When news hits.
I'm curious about something. How long do you think it's going to take Don Laney to go through his voicemail when he gets back?
I don't know whether or not his nurse helped him.
My hair is stuck in the bottom again.
I don't know.
You know all the cowgirls out there saying that they're going to go on the branches again. There was a good administration, which is that they have learned their lesson. They learned their lesson about appointing hapless cronies in the key positions. There's an office in the State Department that coordinates the delivery of life-sustaining emergency aid to refugees of foreign wars, persecution, and natural disasters. They have nominated Sloan Sauerbride, who's a former Maryland state legislator and post-defeated Republican candidate for governor who was state chairman of President Bush's 2000 campaign there in Maryland. And this is her second round. She has no background in any of this. So we're basically exploiting our Mike Brown-like incompetence overseas now. It's like not bad enough that the people from New Orleans and places in wirings around there had to suffer from a disaster relief agency run by an incompetent crony. They've actually found one to run the foreign equivalent of that. And she's already nominated for one of her patrons. She's the American representative of the United States Commission on the Status of Women. There, according to the New York Times editorial today, she relentlessly pressed an anti-abortion and anti-family planning agenda at international conferences meant to focus on urgent problems like sexual trafficking and the spread of AIDS. So I'm sure she's won many friends over there.
Almost as many as Karen Hughes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's another good move.
So anyway, they learned their lesson. I mean, it really does seem like they're appointing more cronies, don't they? So Jerry wants to know about your fight. You're the mayor, you weren't involved in it.
I was just
going
to say.
You guys ought to dedicate, the first 2 hours of...
Almost as many as Karen Hughes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's another good move.
So anyway, they learned their lesson. I mean, it really does seem like they're appointing more cronies, don't they? So Jerry wants to know about your fight. You're the mayor, you weren't involved in it.
I was just
going to
say.
You guys ought to dedicate, the first 2 hours at least on tomorrow's show to Bruce going into detail about what happened, because when cousin Bruce was getting into a fight at a hockey game.
Roosevelt was in the middle of the scene, Bobby went to some thug wrestling event and got
involved in the UFC deal,
some other kind of melee. And I actually did, I punched out a Sudoku puzzle guy the other day, so it's not completely,
Oh, what?
I do Sudoku puzzle.
Well,
I actually didn't touch him. I just took his Sudoku puzzle book and slotted him with it.
Like, I can see somebody attacking you.
You can?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Pretty much where you are.
You're now Asian people.
I'm in New York. I would caution people.
I think Jared gets it pretty well, man.
I would caution people before they decide to slow down with me because I know origami.
Origami?
Yeah.
Isn't that like the paper thing?
Yeah, yeah.
It folds you up like a paper swan.
Right. Hey, when's the next time you mention an appearance on TV?
I don't know why.
Because I like watching them. The last time I saw you, you were wearing like a three-piece suit with no socks.
What do you like watching me on television?
Producer Bobby Schiller.